The Phoenix City Council last night approved a framework for addressing the increasing number of structured sober living homes in the city, as well as a timeline to have it in place by mid-March. The group Take Action Phoenix has been working on this issue for nearly a year. Jeff Spellman is a volunteer with the group, and he joins me. So, Jeff, tell me how it went for you yesterday.
While TAP generally agreed with the plan that was put forth by city staff, we still had three main sticking points in that. And those were, one thing that we brought up since day one is the city has no comprehensive map even showing where all of the group homes are at. The second one was that as part of the licensing process, and that really is how the city is going to effectively regulate group homes, is through licensing of them, that there would be not only an inspection to get their initial license, but also an annual inspection. And then the third thing was some process for reviewing reasonable accommodation requests. So as group home operators put in their applications to operate a group home, they'll either, you know, have the right to be where they apply. But if they don't, then they have the opportunity to submit a reasonable accommodation request. And the way it stands today is the ultimate decision-making authority in that disability request lies in one single individual, and that's the director of the Planning and Development Department at the City of Phoenix. We had a lot of problem with that and the fact that there was no provision for community input in hearing that reasonable accommodation request. So, long story short, last night the City Council, they did approve by a vote of 8-1 the comprehensive package and timeline with some modifications. And those modifications addressed the three main concerns that we had.
So did you basically get everything you wanted?
We absolutely got everything that we wanted. And it's not just a victory for Take Action Phoenix. As we left the meeting, we were talking to the representative from the industry who represents the Arizona Recovery Housing Association. The conversation we had at the end was this is headed in the right direction. And this whole idea of having some sort of citizen involvement, citizen review of the reasonable accommodation package was met very well with both the industry and with Take Action Phoenix.
Within this entire framework, what to you is the most significant, or maybe the couple most significant aspects that you think will really address the issue that groups like yours and others have had with sort of this explosion of sober living homes and group homes in the city?
You know, what we want to end up with is something that works, something that creates a safe and healthy environment, number one, for the residents who live in the group homes. And if it's safe for them in their home, it will also be safe for the neighborhoods where those homes are located. And really what came forth in this whole thing and how to get the best control of it, there's going to be some changes to the city's zoning ordinance that revolve around distance requirements so that there's not clustering of group homes, which was part of our issue. But really how the city is going to get control of them is through licensing. And licensing is something that is totally separate from zoning. And what it is going to do is require every single group home, regardless of their size, to be licensed by the City of Phoenix. And that's going to require some inspections. It's going to be required some background checks, fingerprinting of the owners who own the houses, as well as the managers. It's going to require some standard operating procedures to be in effect that meet some sort of industry standards so that we know every house that gets licensed meets minimum levels of standards. And it's, you know, it's still a work in progress. We aren't 100% there yet, but we certainly have made major strides, and licensing is probably the key thing that's going to get that to us.
Well, as you referenced, this is obviously an issue that is not unique to Phoenix. There are a number of cities in Arizona that have dealt with this issue, a number of cities across the country. How similar or dissimilar, based on the research and the work that you've done on this over the past many months, how similar or dissimilar to what other cities have done is what Phoenix is doing?
Well, the one that we can relate to probably best is Prescott. And that was the first city in Phoenix that passed some sort of comprehensive regulation on group homes. And, you know, as we've worked through this, you know, some of the council members have actually asked us point blank, is the Prescott ordinance good enough for you? And our feeling is we're actually going to have something much better then. And I don't want to, because they were the first. You know, we're all going to learn from everybody who does something before us. But the Phoenix Ordinance, we think, is going to be better than that. This is an issue that's sweeping the nation. You know, a lot of people recognize that it's probably just the tip of the iceberg of what we're seeing right now. And predominantly because of the opioid epidemic, there is going to be an increasing need for people to be in recovery. And that's a good thing. We need these kinds of facilities, but we need them to be clean and safe for the people who live in them. We need them to be clean and healthy for the neighborhoods where they're located.
All right. That's Jeff Spellman with the group Take Action Phoenix. Jeff, thanks a lot for coming back in.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks so much.